Hello.
Hi, am I speaking to Mr. Wade?
Yes.
Hi, Wade. My name is Alex. I'm calling you from Archtop Fiverr.
Oh, hey, Alex. What's up?
Nothing much. I seen you left a message on the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're saying that the cameras aren't connecting, right?
Inside the house, they connect. So what we did is, the day that this install happened... like nothing changed. We just went from Spectrum to Archtop and the cameras went down everywhere. So I had the security company come out, you know, they're like POE cameras and they were, you know, and it's Liberty. So in town and, they looked at it and even the, IP address of the NVR on the system didn't change, like, because it's a fixed IP address, so nothing changed internally, but the cameras just stopped. So they were able to do something where inside the network we have the cameras, so like I can have them on the iPads or computers, but we could not get it to work from outside the house, like out coming, you know, like if we were like away out of town to look at the cameras, they can't get it going. And I talked to the, I guess, CEO of Liberty or whatever, the guy who owner maybe. And he said they've been having this issue with a bunch of people who have Archtop, and he was trying to talk to somebody big at Archtop, like a tech person, who could help him understand why they can't tunnel in from outside the house.
Do you know how they're doing it? Are they port forwarding, or do you not know any of that information?
Oh yeah, that was the other thing. So inside, because I have a Ubiquiti Dream Machine, which is my router situation, and the IP address of the NVR stayed fixed, and the port port forwarding stayed fixed too. Like that didn't change.
Wait, do you have a static IP?
I don't know what you call it. Like, so that all the devices on my network, the important ones, they all are given static IP addresses, internally, you know,
so that's the private IP, but your public IP.
The public IP, I don't know. Yeah. That's what they changed, right? So.
Yeah, so that's going to change.
That's how they got it working again. They just opened up the app and they changed it to whatever the Archtop IP was. And then that's how the camera started working inside the house, but it didn't allow them to reach it from outside the house, which was weird.
Yeah. I mean, so what it sounds like is that, because I'm pretty sure the method that they're using is that they're port forwarding it to another device. So they're allowing another device to basically, like you said, tunnel in. The problem with that is that the way our network is set up, you're kind of double knotted, so meaning that you're
he said that word.
Yes.
I sort of know what it means. It's like when one device has two addresses assigned to it or something, right?
Essentially that's without getting into too much of a technical term before I don't want to lose you on this, but essentially it will just, it's just basically two addresses assigned to that same device, like publicly, right? One being publicly known to us, the other one being publicly known across the board. But that other one, that secondary public IP address, is actually like used for multiple customers. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you're all under one network. Yeah. So that's what
I see.
CG knotting is when you guys are basically under the one network. That being said. If they could use the IPv6 address as opposed to the IPv4, they will have no issues, because the IPv6 is already a publicly routed address.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm gonna text them that.
Yeah, ask them to use your IPv6 address.
Got it. Okay. And that's a thing. Like, for me, like, would I be able to see that in the Dream Machine Pro, or is that something like external?
Yeah. No, you can find the address on your router. I don't know how the login with your router works necessarily, just because it's not one of ours. But I mean, if there is some sort of like admin thing you can do to get into your router and just see your IP address, or you can really just do IP config on your computer in the terminal and see what your IP
address
is. So that's all. That's another way of doing.
Okay. Cool.
So.
So, do you think it could? Is it a thing where the DVR that the cameras are connected to, does that thing need to be IPv6 or something like that? Is it compatible or?
So with the DVR situation, because I'm not familiar with the actual device itself, it's hard for me to say if it will. Any device that uses internet usually gets both an IPv4 and IPv6 address. So the ability to just be on the user themselves. I don't know if the DVR needs it. Is it a DVR that works?
It's kind of older, but it's like, you know, it's like, I don't know, LTS is the company. I don't know. It's like, I don't know much about it. I've been thinking of upgrading, and this is the only reason that I mentioned it, because I was like, oh, maybe this would push me to upgrade if it was, like, needed IPv6. But
it's not needed, but, I mean, put it this way. Like, 10 years down the line, you know what I mean? Because IPv4 addresses have already run out, hence why you have all these different methods of using one IP address and then further, you know, designating people other, you know, lower level IP addresses, because we've already run out. Whereas IPv6, you can really give an IPv6 address to every cell in the human body.
Okay.
You know what I mean? No, I'm being serious.
That's connected.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like that's the truth. Like, there's that many IPv6 addresses. It's not a possibility that we'd run out in our lifetime.
Right. Wild. Okay. No, that makes sense. I think I've read a little bit about, now that you're saying it, like, I'm like, I read a little bit about this, because I had to, you know, I don't know much about networking, but I had to learn enough to set up this whole Ubiquiti thing at the house.
Of course. So. Yep.
Yeah.
and I guess Ubiquiti also comes with its own firewall too, right? If I'm not mistaken.
It does, but that's what I guess the port forwarding that we're doing inside of it is doing.
Yes, so that's why you'd need to use the IPv6, because we don't have any, although we don't have any, but unless you want to, you know, go out and purchase an actual static IP from us, that's the only other route forward. Other than that, IPv6 would be your best bet.
Okay, so I'm going to text him right now before I forget this, and let's see what he says.
All right.
I will give you guys a call. I'll let you know, or you know, like, we'll see what it.
Yeah, no problem. Or, I mean, if you want, I can call you back tomorrow and check on you around this time. Is this time good for you, or do you want me to call another time? Or what do you want to do?
Yeah, no, that's fine. Let me just add the number to my phone.
So it doesn't get the spam block?
Yeah, exactly. Cool. All right, my friend. I will talk to you tomorrow.
All right. By the way, my name is Alex, just in case, you know, I call and you're like, who is this? What are you talking about?
It's nice to meet you, Alex. Thank you for trying to help out. Appreciate it.
No problem, man. You have a great day, all right?
You too. All right, bye.
Bye.